The world is a big place, and there's a lot going on.
One person in our country has been given the authority to potentially end life on Earth.
They're credited with saving 11 million lives with elite math.
It will become the Wild West, in effect, in outer space.
Why It Matters is here to help. We're curious, too, and we're on a mission to figure out how the world works, how big decisions are made, and how something that feels so far away can actually hit close to home.
Whether the first nuclear weapon to be used in anger since August 9th, 1945 happens 5 years from now or 30 years from now matters.
A fleck of paint traveling at 17,000 miles an hour went through all but the last pane of that window.
A fleck of paint? Lethal autonomous weapons are going to get things wrong.
There are people in China who are billionaires from this recycling process.
Fueled by the minds at the Council on Foreign Relations and hosted by me, Gabrielle Sierra, the podcast weaves together conversations with leaders and thinkers who are facing these problems head on.
What did you feel the first time you went to space and looked back on Earth?
It's an overused word, and that's awed. You saw the ocean, and I always say it's one ocean. No borders, no boundaries. You get the understanding about humanity.
Predict.
I know.
So what do we lose out on when women don't participate in STEM fields?
Well, the genius of half of the population.
Gabrielle, I tell you, great question.
Just rocket Sandra Bullock out into space.
Exactly, totally.
So join us as we bring some of the world's most interesting stories home to you. This is Why It Matters.